Welcome to Vegan Buddha Talks. Sit down, relax, or power through your cardio session and listen to Vegan Buddha Talks with your host, Aurora Gunko.
Hey guys, welcome to Vegan Buddha Talks. And as usually, I'm here, Aurora Gunko. I'm happy to meet you here today. Happy week, happy day, smile, giving you much love that I can have in this moment and share that inspirational, positive vibrations with you out there. If you're not smiling yet, please do, because the day is amazing. No matter what's going on into your life, remember, in the future, tomorrow, in the next second, that's going to be even better. Everything's going to be all right. I promise you guys, I know. And on this positive mindset, I'm just going to let you know that today's podcast is going to be kind of in a rush. I actually supposed to talk today about some vegan topics, but recently I got myself with some terrible situations, and it's remind me about problems, and it remind me about really great topic to talk about. And I just want to be honest on this podcast with you 100%. So I was like, no, we're going to push this vegan topic on the back and we will talk about this later. Let me show up and tell the truth. Something I really struggle about right now. So get excited. We're going to talk about addictions. Today's topic is how to get off any addiction in your life. And I go through a lot of addictions through my life, guys, and I'm even working on one right now, which is I have a struggle with, and I'm pretty sure everyone out there have at least one addiction in their lives, and maybe you still have it, maybe you're working to, you know, remove it from your life, or maybe you just even don't want to remove it, maybe you enjoy this addiction. Wherever, we're going to talk and find out today how to get off any addiction in your life and how to sustain after this. So let's get into the episode, guys. And before we start, I just want to say thank you for being here. I really appreciate you guys. And even if you're new and your first time to listen to this, thank you for turning on. And if you like my episode, please don't forget to share. Let's share this vegan love. Share and send this episode for at least one of your friends who may gonna be benefit of this information. If you could do that, that's gonna be so great for me, because I do this podcast absolutely free for you guys to show up and give this information. So if you could just leave a review or type your message on my Instagram, which is Aurora Profit, and let me know what you think about this episode, or let me know what is your struggle or addictions. I really need to know. Please do this. My Instagram is Aurora Profit, or my website is auroraprofit.com. Go there and let me know if you have any questions. So let's get into the episode now. So addiction, guys, what does actually mean addiction, or to be addicted to something? It's mean you cannot stay away from this, and you should, or you have to, I would say you have to do it every day or every second day. And then it could be different stuff. I'm not only talking about physical addictions, which we could have to some type of foods, or maybe like alcohol, or maybe a tobacco or marijuana. I'm talking about emotional addictions also. Sometimes we could be addicted to some type of person or some type of behavior we always do. And that's actually is hardest one. And I would also say, and then trying to connect your mental addiction to your physical addiction, because all the addictions is actually go from the mindset focus. I think even if you have addiction, let's say to sweeteners or some, let's say chocolate, it's all start with some mind addiction first. So I think, for example, if you like to eat chocolate when you have a bad day, First of all, addiction to the chocolate happened because of the bad day. So that's the mental thing that affect this type of behavior after. And we have to talk about that a little deeper in order to break down that addiction. So whatever we do in our life, we do it because of something, right? You never like even wake up without reason. You open your eyes and then you have reason to breathe, to leave, to do something. You stand up and that's why you live your life. And that's the hugest example of doing something for a reason. The same thing happened with, let's say, smoking, right? So we do smoke because we like it. And you can say, it's not me. It's my addiction. I'm addicted to this thing. I cannot stop myself. No, you have to be honest with yourself. It's not you taking responsibility right now. Your irresponsibility to do the thing or to don't. Yes, your body maybe physically have some type of addiction, right? For example, when you smoke, you know, the nicotine is released into your blood and then you have some type of relaxation happening. So yeah, and, or when you eat chocolate, your cortisol level comes up and then that's get you to addicted. That's push you to do it, to want to do it. But at the same time, all control by you. Whatever we do in our lives, physically or mentally, controlled by us. So we have to take responsibility to say, yes, I am addicted to the thing and I do this because of that or this. Why you do this? Ask this question. So if you have any addiction in your life and you know that you have it, please be honest with yourself. For example, I was addicted to coffee. Every morning I need to have a cup of coffee. And that's an addiction. You're going to say, coffee is not addiction. Yes, it is. If you cannot stay away from something for at least one day, you addicted to this. Just be honest with yourself. Stop lying to you. You know, that's the main problem we have out nowadays. We lie to everyone around us and we lie to even ourselves. So when I decided to stop this addiction, I was really hard. For example, to give up a coffee, I would have to find substitution. I substitute with the tea, it doesn't work. I substitute with milk, it doesn't work. I substitute with cacao, it doesn't work. And I finally found the herbal drink Dandelion, which is helped me to stay away from coffee in the morning. I like the taste. Tastes not like coffee, but looks similar. Like the similar look is giving me that, you know, that addiction satisfaction. That's the thing you have to remember. If you have to break down the addiction and you want to stop doing something, you first of all have to find like the real reason why you do it. As soon as you found the reason, for example, with the coffee, I was like, I do it because I love the taste of coffee. I like to see a cup and it's a beautiful cup with the amazing coffee right there every morning in my hands. And I like to do this ritual when I do make my coffee. I sit down, I breathe. This is a 5 minute for myself in my morning routine that I relax. So in order to break this addiction, I was trying to make the same thing, but just switch the drink, right? So this is a small step you can do to break down any addiction, but in the same time to do the same thing. This is only the way you could do it, guys. And it's hard. It doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Because if you really have a bad addictions like drugs or maybe you have an alcohol addiction, it's much harder than coffee. And trust me, I know it because I also have my problem. I'll be honest, I love alcohol and I love to drink, especially wine this last days. So I promised to myself to don't drink at all because I kind of have problem. I love wine as much as I don't stop when I start drinking it. So I promised to myself don't drink it at all anymore and I cannot stay away from this. It's so hard. I find myself to always come back to the circle to say no and then finally anyways drink it. and I'm still working on this. So it's not mean like you're gonna say no to your addiction and it's just gonna be easy and you're never gonna come back. You could mess up, and I'm sharing this with you right here because I wanted to tell you that I'm also mess up sometimes. I'm not perfect. Sometimes I just drink overdrink my wine and overeat because of that. Because when you're drunk, you don't remember what you put into your mouth. And that's okay. I mean, it's not okay. It's really bad. Don't get me wrong. But I do this and I can not judge myself. And the next day, I can just take it as a lesson and move forward. Okay, so I want you really out there who is listening to this and you have any addiction in there, and then you, let's say, overeat sweeteners and then you give up on your diet, or you drink too much, or you have some drugs you shouldn't take, or you have some mental addictions, which is the hardest one. Like you like to just lie to everyone, or you maybe just, you know, like to use some people for something, and then you cannot stay away from this. You keep doing this. Please don't judge yourself. Stop from judging and use this energy on change. Okay. So find the answer on the question why you doing this. Truly take it seriously. Take responsibility for this and try to change it. Okay, it's gonna help you so much more than just sitting out there crying or saying, I'm so bad, I cannot stay away from this, fuck it all, sorry for my language, and stuff like that. So just try it. And even if you mess up, keep trying. In the end of all of this, one day you can do it. And then remember, you controller of your addictions. That's important to remember. So, for example, if we use an example of this coffee with me, I stopped drinking coffee. I could be proud of myself, right? I don't drink coffee for over 3 months, and then I decided to do it again. Just one cup. Why not? So, as soon as you feel like you off your addiction, it doesn't mean you should never ever do it again. If you want to and you can control it, do it. So I think the greatest thing in our lives, if you could control something and have it in a harmony into your life, you can keep doing this. But if you only lose your control and you start to feel like you're addicted to this thing, and then you not control it anymore, the thing is control you, that's when you have to stop and totally, absolutely take it out from your life. Okay, so remember, if something doesn't control by you and it's in your life and you're addicted to this, please try to change it and take it out completely. You cannot be in this. Oh my God, guys, for example, one more addiction in my life, I was smoker so long. I smoked, I think, over 5 years or maybe even 6. Yeah. I started pretty young when I was a teenager and I couldn't even stop. I didn't even want to stop. And then it was decided to stop. And then it was really hard. I didn't even know I addicted to that. And I give up smoking just because I make a decision to take it away from my life forever. So all those trials was failing and I couldn't stop smoking because I was trying to give up smoking. And then I was like, oh, only one cigarette, not gonna change anything, today is the holidays. And I start again. And then it's always like that. So if you want to stop doing something to your life, stop it completely for now. Now, for example, if someone is gonna give me a cigarette, I'm not gonna smoke, honestly, because I don't want to. I don't even have any addiction to this thing anymore. It's even disgusted for me now. But in the same time, I know that they're gonna normally say, I don't want to thank you, and it's not gonna ruin my day. Before, I could not do it. And the only thing is changed is I am absolutely know that I'm not addicted to the thing. So I really want you to give this information out there to help with any kind of addiction you have into your life. I have so many clients reaching out to me and saying, oh my God, I cannot stay away from the chocolate, or I cannot stay away from the sweeteners on my period, or I feel like I'm addicted to coffee, or I feel like I'm addicted to some type of gums. So if you feel like you cannot stay away from these things and it's not give you good, please take it out from your life completely. Don't try to like, oh, I only eat 15 grams of chocolate and then no more because I'm addicted to the chocolate. You're never going to break down this addiction if you're going to move it to 15 grams. Yes, you could maybe control it, but if you want to give up the addiction, to stop this addiction forever and then control it. So my point is, don't try to control it if you feel like you're addicted to this, because it's going to be super hard. Trust me, I have so many trials and then errors and then not working out this, and I'm still working on some of stuff I already share with you. So yeah, guys, I hope this was helpful episode for you. It was really short. I'm so busy this week. I'm so sorry that it's not, you know, complete episode with a guest, which is going to be next week. So stay tuned. Every Thursday, you will hear my new episode on this podcast. And this one was about addiction. But I appreciate you show up, and I really enjoying to do this, guys. So if you want to support my podcast, please go to the descriptions down below and shop on your Amazon favorites just by using my link, and I'm gonna have a small commission from this. Maybe I don't even know if I get those, but at least something. And then if you like this episode, please share it with one of your friends, or just DM me like, I listen to you, Aurora. Because if you do listen out there, it means a lot to me, guys. And don't forget to subscribe my YouTube. I post new video every week, so don't miss out on there. And my website, absolutely new website, guys, auroraprofit.com, has new bands, and it's holidays coming, so I will give you a special prices and stuff. So go ahead to my website, guys, and check it out. Or if you have any questions and if you feel like you need the help to hit your new fitness goal, go ahead and sign up for my free, absolutely zero charge assessment. 30 minutes goal. I do it for you just to making sure I give you all the answer on any questions you may have about your fitness, lifestyle, or nutrition. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wish you have an amazing rest of your day, week, or maybe night. I don't know where you are and what part of this planet. I appreciate you. I want us together. Deep breathe in. Breathe out. Break down all the addictions we may have, smile, and move forward. I love you guys from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much, and I'll hear you soon. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to rate, subscribe, and comment below. And I hope to see you here on the next week. Thank you for joining Vegan Booty Talks.